भगवद्गीता 8.23 यत्र काले त्वनावृत्तिम् आवृत्तिम् चैव योगिनः प्रयाता यान्ति तं कालं वक्ष्यामि भरतर्षभम् वक्ष्यामि भरतर्षभम् वक्ष्यामि आई एम स्पीकिंग दिस भरतर्षभ ओ अर्जुन ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द भरतस ऋषभ बेस्ट लीडर व्हाट इज कृष्णा स्पीकिंग वक्ष्यामि यत्र काले तो अनावृत्तिम दैट टाइम अनावृत्ति वंड विल नॉट कम बैक आवृत्तिम चैव योगिनः और योगी विल योगिनः विल कम बैक प्रयाता यान्ति तं कालम द गोइंग एज सच द वेज ऑफ गोइंग द टाइम्स ऑफ गोइंग कालम वक्ष्यामि आई विल स्पीक दिस So Krishna is continuing the thread of thought from earlier about departure which leads to coming back and departure which leads to not coming back. And he is connecting that theme with another important Vedic theme. Avritti and anavritti. So avritti, this Krishna talked about in 8.15 when he said that ब्रह्मभुवना लोकः पुनरावर्तिनो अर्जुन मामुपेत्य तु कौन्तेय पुनर्जन्मन विद्यते सो देयर इज सेड दैट फ्रॉम द लोवेस्ट टू द हाईएस्ट प्लैनेट्स इफ वन गो पुनरावर्तिनो वन विल हैव टू कम बैक अगेन एंड देन ही सेड मामुपेत्य तु कौन्तेय इफ यू अटेन माय अबोर्ड देन यू विल नॉट हैव टू कम बैक पुनर्जन्म न विद्यते सो आफ्टर स्पीकिंग दिस नाउ ही स्पीक्स अबाउट हाउ वन कैन हैव अ सिमिलर ट्रेजेक्टरी ऑफ रिटर्निंग और नॉट रिटर्निंग विथ सम अदर फैक्टर्स इन कंसिडरेशन Krishna has talked about how in 15th verse, and in fact, the whole 8.14 to 22, the section was analyzing how by worshipping Krishna and by aiming for Krishna's abode, one will not come back, whereas going to any other abode will cause one to come back. But in the broad Vedic tradition, it was understood that if one departs at a particular time, one comes back and if one departs another time one doesn't come back this is called the devyan and the pitriyan and how that analysis of devyan and pitriyan relates with krishna's analysis over here that is the question which has been raised And that is the question which Arjuna will, which actually the question has not specifically, explicitly been raised by Arjuna. But Krishna in one sense anticipates that sort of concern that, because that's a related topic. You know, if someone tells us that, okay, if you take this treatment, you'll be cured. But if you do this, this, you'll not be cured. But then, If we have heard something entirely different, if you do this, you will be cured, and if you don't do this, you will not be cured. Things will become stay as it is, or they will become worse. Then we may want to have a clarification. Okay, how is what you are telling me related with what I have heard earlier? So similarly, existing at that time was the understanding about Devyan and Pitriyan. And how that relates with what Krishna is going to speak, or Krishna has already spoken. That so Krishna will summarize the Devyan and Pitriyan, and then he will conclude by talking about how the path of bhakti supersedes the technicalities of Devyan and Pitriyan. One of the features, defining features of the Bhagavad Gita. Is that it integrates the wide variety of methods which are there in the broad Vedic wisdom. Bhagavad Gita integrates all those methods within a theistic devotional framework. That's a Western Indologist, when he encountered Hinduism, he said Hinduism is not a religion, it is a museum of religions. That means there is so much variety, and the variety is so amazingly diverse that it could fill up a museum. So there is a museum worth of diversity of religious forms within what is called today's Hinduism. And of course, a good amount of what is called as a major amount, rather than good, a major amount of what goes on in the name of Hinduism now is having very little scriptural antecedent. But despite that, even within scripture itself, there is a wide variety of, there is a wide amount of diversity. That's to accommodate different people who have different modes. The broad Vedic culture recognizes that there are different people in different modes, sattvaguna, rajaguna, tamaguna, and accordingly gives them customized methods for gradual elevation. Now, within this variegatedness, sometimes what is suited for people at one level, for example, people in Tamaguna may be given a particular kind of worship, particular kind of sadhana by which they make some limited elevation from that level to a higher level. Now that kind of worship might seem incomprehensible and even odd, if not abhorrent, to those who are in sattva-guna. That is, if they do not have a sympathetic and holistic understanding of the Vedic program. So, Krishna here is going to tell how all those things are related with what he has been discussing. So how the broad variety of Vedic paths can be integrated within the framework of Krishna Bhakti that Krishna discusses at various places in the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna goes far beyond discussing the specifics of Arjuna's questions. Arjuna's question specifically was, is it right for me to fight? And he phrased it more generically as, What is dharma? What is my dharma? He says, Karpanya Doshopata Swabhava Pruchami Tom Dharma Sammoodha Chetaha. And his question was on dharma. And actually dharma, what is dharma? That is the defining question of the Mahabharata also. And beyond that, there is the concern that we as sadhakas are at that time, Arjuna, so while addressing Arjuna's question about dharma, Krishna addresses various themes and concepts connected with dharma. And the Living Gita tradition goes beyond that also and addresses the universal concept of action and consequence of action and what we should do and on what basis of
and what basis should we decide what we should do. So all the subjects are what make the Bhagavad Gita a living book, and that's what we focus on when we analyze the Bhagavad Gita today.
That the Bhagavad Gita takes a specific question and expands it to its universal dimensions, and it is those universal dimensions that speak down again to us, to our specific situations. That's how the Bhagavad Gita remains an enduringly relevant book. Thank you.